trying to get a seat. Come on, y'all. Sister Lily may go back in the kitchen, cause the winner gets too needy. I'm mustin', fix me collard greens and cornbread rice, chicken breast, oxtails on the side.
That's what I'm talking about.
Deacon Underwood, get my 50 ready, cause when it gets too needy, right.
Come on!
Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another deacon.
I got some people there looking for some best. First, God got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all.
See, there's an old saying. When the praises go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church. God Almighty, look at them. They mess around. Come on, come on.
Woo.
Hell no. Tell them no, no, no. Hell, tell them no. No, 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 listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer meeting, talking about can I hear the amen?
Come on!
Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past ten.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street, God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help!
They land at the altar, they confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait.
Time to see them on the morning. They doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite.
Hell no.
Come on.
Tell them no, no, no.
Talk.
Hell, tell them no. Hell, tell them no. Tell them no, no, no. Listen.
Talk, talk.
Got kids dropping out of school. Talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner rolling blunts. Talking about come on, let's turn.
Y'all better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
Pull them pants up.
Talk about that they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say, please.
Talk to them.
See, all they ever talk about, brag about, who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put them gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They're sitting in the county jail.
It's a shame.
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. Can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the homeboy, cause he didn't put the money in the commissary.
His friend gone now.
He said you in the jail, brother man. You were sure headed for the cemetery.
Come on, wait.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft behind.
Yeah.
Well, since you did your crime, don't do the time. Stop the baby crying. Come on, come on. All you gotta do is let them talk much as they please.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees.
Tell the Lord about it.
You tell God about it, and I guarantee you he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
Tell the no, no, no.
Come on, come on.
Hell to the no. Tell the no.
All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing? It's been a minute. I tell you, it has been a minute. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk in the Hoops. Hey, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's me, y'all. I'm back. I know some of y'all have forgot who I am, but I'm still here. I'm still kicking. My schedule has slowed down a little bit, so hopefully we can get back into doing some shows here. Maybe once, twice a week, I don't know. We're just going to see. Hey, check this out, though, while I got you on here. Hey, we're thinking about changing the name of the show, so give me some ideas. Something that's going to, you know, as my friend Joe say, you know, going to keep y'all thinking about me when you see the title of the show. But, hey, I'm taking suggestions right now. It's going to happen within 30 days time frame. So, hey, y'all give me some ideas out there. Anyway, want to welcome you all to the show today. You know, I done got hyped all of a sudden. Hold on, let me slow down. Okay. Before I bring Joe in, let me go on to get this out. You know, I've been paying attention to what's been going on across this great country and great world that we live in. And y'all know what I've come up with? These folk have gone wild. Governors, the politicians, the presidents, they all have gone crazy. They really have. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to have some fun talking about them, too, because they've gone crazy. Bonkers, man. I don't know what the heck is going on, but we're going to talk about that anyway today because, two knuckleheads down in Texas and Florida, I don't know what they're doing. They passing the crack pipe around among themselves or what, but they're doing some crazy things in those two states. I'm talking about the governors. And then you got that knucklehead down there in Georgia. What's her name? Taylor, that woman Taylor. Yeah, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And then you got Putin over there. I don't know what the heck Putin was thinking about. Only thing he's done shoveled the world is his army ain't worth a crap. I'm just going to say his army and their equipment aren't worth that crap. You know, you can't even go there and take out Ukraine, really? And you want to talk about threatening somebody else? Get a grip, man. Get a grip. Okay, so those are some of the things we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to have some fun talking about these things because I want to have some fun. But before I go any further, let me go on to bring my man Joe in. Let me see if I can get this thing working again. I've been gone so long,
I
forgot how to work
this
stuff.
I got it.
Okay.
You got it. I was thinking of two names for you that would identify with you. The first name, of course, how about the Mr. Talk Show?
Okay.
Nobody can forget that, right?
True.
And it identifies with you. And the other one, it's how about something like, it's time to talk, y'all.
Oh. That's it. Hey, okay. All right. You know, I need to write this down. So when I take it to the board of governors and see what they say.
Yeah,
I kinda
right.
like that. It's time to talk, y'all. Mm. Got that little country thing in it, too?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You're from Texas, so you got the country in there.
No, oh, whatever. No, I'm not. No, I'm not from the country. I'm not from Texas, y'all. I'm from Florida.
Hey, what's wrong with Venom country?
Montana's
New York. Nothing but country. Hey.
Say what?
I said, what's wrong with country? Montana's nothing but country.
Hey, I have no problem with country. I love country women.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the best well-fed women.
Let me stop. She trying to get me in trouble, Joe.
Yeah, you forgot you were married, didn't you?
Oh, no. I ain't even messing with you, Joe.
Because you know I'll get you in trouble eventually.
Yeah. Anyway, we gonna move right along from the stage.
All right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Joe, you know, you've been with me a long time. And, you know,
yeah.
I try and stay middle of the road most of the time. I kind of look at both sides of the road and what everybody is saying. But
that's
I'm going to tell you, man, that joker down there in the state of Florida, we got to talk about him first. That joker down there in the state of Florida, DeSantis, he's done, man. I don't know what to say. I really don't. This joker is banning mathematics books. Mathematics, Joe.
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Because of CRT?
Oh, okay. All right.
Here's
CRT,
the crazy part. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I thought
CRT.
You know what some people are saying? Some people are saying that mathematics is racist. That may be why he's doing it.
But
that may be part of the CRT curriculum.
Now, you've gone to class and, you know, you've had math throughout your years. I've had math throughout our advanced years. And I had not at one time have I ever considered math to be racist unless, you know, it was something racist put into it, you know, intentionally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But just to take, and here's an example they gave. Okay, this is one from an advanced high school algebra or statistics handbook, math handbook. And it begins with the phrase, Joe, listen, what, me, racist? Then it goes on, it has students' work with data reported by an online test that researchers say uncovers, wait a minute, where is it? Uncovers hidden attitudes toward different races. So they banned that book because of that right there. This is math.
Well, hey, that's an inflammatory statement right there. I mean, the beginning of a math book, math should be nothing but objective teachings about numbers. If the very first sentence is going to start off that way, then you know the rest of the book is going to be geared towards our racial attitude.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know that was in the book, but to listen to that, that is absolutely trying to start some sort of racial incendiary conversation right then and
but
there.
Is it really, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. If they're saying, well, if I went online and I spotted things that were racist, what's that got to do with 2 plus 2 equals 4?
Okay, if you're
that's not a
if
philosophy
you're
class.
Research. Let's see.
Yeah.
Now, this was research that was already done now. It's not something, you know, that was just plucked to put in a book. It was research that was already done and just had the students go work with the data that has already been done over how many ever years. You know, it's not saying you who doing it are racist. It's just going by data that has already been collected. Trust me, anybody who has ever had statistics already know statistics suck. So that's why I don't see why this is racist. I don't. Or why, you know, it would cause a test book to be banned, especially if it's in advanced high school algebra. Algebra sucks, too. But, you know, I figured out to use algebra when you're bold. But anyway, huh?
To me, algebra was what helped me to understand mathematics. And I happen to really like statistics. I know that people take statistics and lie. But statistics properly compiled are very, very important. But the thing
regardless of
whether it's an algebra book, suppose it was a geography book. Well, geography, you know, somebody can make a case for that. But mathematics, and they're saying, well, I went online and I found. That's like, how would you like to open up a book and say, you know, I went online and I found that most men were misogynistic. What the hell has that got to do with algebra?
Well, if somebody did the research and recorded the data, it becomes a part of statistics, which is math.
If they were doing research as part of the textbook and looking up racial attitudes, even then, you know that it's supposed to be supposed to implant somebody's mind about the racial situation today. Why?
What it doesn't tell us is how old were these books where they got these little things out of, you know, where they got these examples out of, number one. And number two, really, I mean, let's be honest. If you in advanced high school algebra statistics and this is going to turn your mind into being racist, then you got problems from the get-go, considering all the stuff that goes on a normal day within a school, within the programs they watch, not to mention the videos and, yeah, oh, man, you can go on and on and on. So what are we going to do? We going to ban everything now? Just because it says something like, why, me, racist? What, me, racist? Really? Really? We racist?
And then what else did it say? I mean, was it doing research or was it just the opening line of a book?
It was the opening line of a exercise in the book. That's all. It said it has students work with data reported by an online test that researchers say uncovers hidden attitudes toward different races. That's all it says. The only thing that I think they got offended about was, what, me, racist? You know, whoever chose the title for that, you know, I guess that's what they that what everybody got upset about. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Here's another example of a book they got the banned. It was a lesson entitled, and this was for it was from a teacher's guide to a kindergarten or first grade textbook. Okay. The lesson is entitled Social and Emotional Learning, Building Student Agency. Students work together as they put the numbers 1, 2, 5 in proper order so they can build proficiency with social awareness as they practice with emphasizing with classmates.
Emphasizing what?
But that was enough to get the, you know, to get this book banned as well. See,
well, I don't know if it's just that one sentence. I'm going to assume that the rest of the book has a lot of references to race.
But Joe, just here's like, the thing: when they first came out, right? When they first came out. Uh-huh. And they banned these books. They couldn't give it one example from the get-go. Then a couple of weeks later, they came back and gave these two examples right here. Yeah.
They couldn't give examples, and then they found those two examples.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, if it's just these two opening statements, okay, no harm, no foul as far as I'm concerned, but it does leave something in your mind, not only because of the statement, because CRT is a big deal in school in schools today, and the knock against CRT is that it's supposed to make white people feel guilty over what happened in the past just for being white.
Well, Joe, now we've been over this before, and we're gonna go over this again. All right,
mm-hmm.
White people only going to feel guilty if they have something guilty to feel about. That's all I'm going to say. You know, honestly, I really say, yeah, there's some out there that probably need to be guilty, but not for things that happened back then, but what things that they are doing now that they know are not right. You know, whether it's to the fellow human or to people of color or whatever. All right. However, I think that they're using the politicians, and that's who's making the biggest stink about all this, is the politicians. They have more fear of, how can I put it, of lying about what has really happened in this country, the things that have been done to those that are not considered the privileged, I'm going to say it like that, in this country. And if you don't want the truth to come out, you know, yeah, what's a better way to go through all this? You know, history, what we were taught, history is coming out today to be basically a lie for the most part, because so much has been withheld and not told. But leave it to us. We know everything there is to know about this country, and we don't. Now, does that really impact the kids, the children of today? Not really. Because of social media and all that, they know more than we ever knew back in our day about what has happened, what was going on, what is going on. So what are the politicians really afraid of? Are they really afraid of CRT, or that they are going to be found out to be big, raggedy behind liars like we all knows most of them are to be? As we don't put it out the way it is.
Yeah, well, they should be afraid of it, but they're not. They keep getting reelected by the same constituents that they mess over with year after year after year. But again, if history was being taught so that Asians, blacks, Hispanics, and whites could be taught a lot of their history so that they would realize that their ancestors were responsible for a lot of achievements in the world that they didn't know up until they opened up the history book. That would be a good thing. But see, the knock against CRT is that there are white kids who are coming home telling their parents, we're bad, mommy. How come? Because we're white and because of what happened in slavery and what's happening today. White people are bad. Now, that's not the kind of lesson that should be taught to people.
People
should be guilty about what they do today if they know that they're doing something immoral against anybody of the same color, different nationality. Sure. But I'm agreeing with you in that people of Europeans should not be feeling guilty about what happened before their grandparents even got here. So to me, it's all a political issue to try to make people divided.
There it is. There it is right there. Right there. I'm glad you said it and I didn't. That is right there. It's another tool to be used to keep the country divided. I tell you, man, yep. if we ever sat down and really got together, man, the politicians wouldn't be able to do nothing, get away with most of the stuff they. But once again, and I'm going to say it because I always say it, you know, that's part of the quote-unquote party division that we so happily, you know, employ, you know. And I don't know. Eventually we'll wake up to it. You know, but I really don't think CRT is as bad as they have made it. But, you know, because if you have the parents and your child come home and tell you something like that, you as a parent, I would hope, would sit down and explain to your child exactly what is really the case. You know, good and bad. Don't sugarcoat it. Just tell them, hey, look, this is what happened, but at the same time, we are not those people. You know, this is referencing a time when blah, 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 which led to blah, 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 blah. But at this time in history of this country, you know, there have been strides made to for a better America, for a better world, so forth and so on. However, there's still a lot of work to do because there's still people out there that feel that way. See how easy that is? Why? Duh! Too easy, right?
Well, it should be. I mean, parents
especially,
should sit down with the kids and say,
look, especially in a country where, well, shoot, there's so much interracial relationships now. I mean, really? Are we really going to just overlook that part of it, right? We're going to overlook that part. But I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it in rose-colored glasses. I don't know. But I really don't
know. Well, I've always wanted to have an in-depth discussion about, is there such a thing as systemic racism today? When I've tried to talk about it, people will say, well, it's evident, it's obvious, it's all around you. And I say, well, give me examples. Nobody can give me any examples of systemic racism. And what I mean by systemic racism is, are black people deliberately being held down to a very significant degree so that they cannot achieve, in general, what they want to achieve? Now, people will talk about gerrymandering. They'll talk about the loans. Blacks don't get the loans to the same degree whites do, you know. But then you have to ask yourself, is that a result of people keeping blacks down? Or is that a result of poor credit scores, poor education? So, you know, you have to ask yourselves the question.
That's actually a combination of all of the above, actually, Joe, if you really want to think about it.
Sure.
See,
but
it is.
I know. I agree with you. But to what degree does each of these components play a part in that?
Okay.
You know, like, for example, if ten white people go for a job,
mm-hmm.
and 10 black people go for the job, okay? Now, out of the 10 people who've applied for the job, if 6 of them get hired and 4 blacks get hired, okay, that's 2 more whites that have gotten hired out of 10 than the 4 out of the 10 of the black group. Is that systemic racism because white people have gotten hired more? Or is it just because you can't have 50-50 everywhere you go? You can't have 50-50 in terms. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, I see what you're going now. So here's the question when you ask that. See, that's a generic question, but then once again, we have to get a little deeper into that. How many of those individuals, the white individuals, were more qualified than the blacks? How many of the blacks were more qualified than the whites that did not get hired? What was the reason why? If that was the case, what was the reason why the blacks didn't get hired and the whites did,
That's
even
right.
though the whites were underqualified?
That's right. Those are the questions that should be asked and answered. But people aren't doing that. They're just saying it's systemic racism. It's evidence all over the place. They didn't do their research. They didn't go deeply into it.
Right. Okay. I see your point. I see your point. But there are some instances where, regardless of how you look at it, you can see the systemic racism just bigger than crap, especially when it comes to, when law enforcement and black neighborhoods and things of that nature. But hold on. Let me bring P. Ross in because her hand is up waving back and forth. So I know she got something for you. See, you started this, Joe. Remember that. You started this.
That's okay. Bring it, P.
All right, here we go.
Bring it.
Yo, Lord, see? All right, P, where you at? You there with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm driving right now.
Yeah, we can hear you
just
fine. We can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, P. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm great. So, when you're talking about systemic racism, yeah, nobody's going to deliberately produce results or statistics or any of that because I'm going to say, yeah, it does exist. It exists in all of the avenues that you were talking of. But, however, no, there is not any proof. But when you look at employers and when you look at residences and home loans and all of that stuff, if someone was able to do that and really get, and even the justice system, do a comparison, because it already has been done at one point in time, with the justice system, with the number of black men that are getting heavier sentences versus their Caucasian peers for the same exact charge. For the same exact charge, you know, and they're getting more lenient citizens. Yeah, that's systemic. That's systemic. When you have judges who are sending children to jail, as it was a report, I think it was last year or the year before, I forget where the judge was, sentencing black children to jail just to keep the numbers up in the prison until somebody looked at the records and then they noticed, like, hey, wait a minute, why are the black kids going to jail and the white kids getting community service or da-da-da-da-da. I forget where that was. Yeah, and then he had to step down from the bench because he admitted that he did that. Now, I'm not saying that the justice or whoever he was working for told him to do that, but because of his position as a judge, being part of the system makes it systemic because we don't know how many other people like him who have that same ideology, who have that same thought process, is doing the same thing. Yeah, it's a systematic problem, but the thing is, nobody is going to admit that. Nobody's going to admit that.
No, they've admitted it in the judicial system. In the judicial system, there are occasions where when you make a comparison between whites and blacks, blacks are getting the short end of the stick in the judicial system. But when it comes to gerrymandering, when it comes to homes, when it comes to neighborhoods, loans, I don't see it. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying people have not explained it. They just said it's all around the place. However, when you take a look at the stats within the judicial system and law enforcement, yeah, then you can see, hey,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Even if you look at the home loan crisis back in 2008, okay, all right, and then let's look at this reverse loan process thing that they were doing. Now, it was just a report that came out, and I remember seeing it. Me and Eric was talking about it. It was some months ago. It might have been as much as last year when they was pushing this seniors to get reverse home loans.
Reverse mortgage.
Now that's reverse mortgage. Now that was not benefiting anybody who did that, but the majority of the people that it was targeted at were people of color. Seniors and people of color, just like when the home loan crisis happened with Sallie Mae and whoever else that was, and a lot of those people were low-income people, mostly people of color. And when that home loan crisis came, a lot of those people were not able to be bailed out. For whatever reason, you know, they say they didn't meet the criteria or A, B, C, and D, whatever that reason was, while on the other hand, their white counterparts received more of a bailout than they did. They didn't lose their homes. Their homes were not foreclosed on. Now, some of them were, but it's just a disparity in the numbers between the two. That's the thing. See, so nobody's
going
to admit it. You know, nobody's gonna admit that this is, you know, actually what we're doing. And then just look at this. Was it in Georgia or was it in Florida? It might have been. No, I don't.
Know.
And get away from my car, lady. Don't be walking up to my car like that. That's why I keep my doors locked. You can lock your dog on mine. Now, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh,
I ain't stable 24/7 now. Anyway, y'all, I'm sorry. She just walked up to my car and pulled on my door like, Lord, Jesus, help him, Father. Help him.
Hey, that's another point for constitutional carry, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I drive with my doors locked. Because I swear, if she would have opened my door, yeah, she wouldn't have had a good outcome. That's all I'm saying. She wouldn't have had a good outcome.
But go ahead and finish your point.
But as I was saying, you know, but nobody is going to admit that. Just like this one thing that I was just going to tell you about, I don't know what district it in, whether it was in Florida or Georgia, but they changed the district and they eliminated this black, the black Senate, black congressman. He don't even have a district anymore because
Florida.
They redistricted him and he don't even have a district anymore. Okay, how is that? Why is that? Why did you do that? And it just seems that every time there's not a favorable outcome for somebody in a city, some politician in a sitting position, we need to redistrict.
Yeah.
Well, that's been going on for decades.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it just started. That's been going on even before the time I was even able to vote and started paying attention to all of that stuff.
Wasn't just gerrymandering.
But you know the interesting part about that, and we're going to talk about this redistricting, because it's right there in Florida, and it encompasses Jacksonville and Tallahassee, that whole district right there. And believe it or not, the interesting part, and Joe, this is where it gets shaky where it is, but most people won't pay attention to it because the governor, in his wisdom, let's cover it up. How are we going to cover it up? Oh, let's pick a fight with Disney. You know, of agreement that's been there since 1967. So let's pick this. Let's fight with them. Everybody forget about us cutting off this whole district down here in North Florida and the panhandle. Because why? Because everybody paying attention because he's attacking Disney now. Why? Because Disney apparently disagree with him on his LGBTQ, don't say, call it gay or whatever that little thing he passed. So
Don't say gay through grade three. Don't teach the gay same sex whatever thing agenda to children in grades three up to grade three. Which I agree with that because why are you trying to why you want to educate these children about that, and they're not even at that maturity level.
Now, how are you going to say that with some of these same kindergartners and you know, kindergartners and preschoolers and the first and second graders and stuff are living with two dads or two moms, as they call it? I mean, so how are you going to tell them, don't teach it in school, but they're living it every day?
That's their personal life.
That's the logic
what they
want
to live. It don't mean that everybody else want to hear that. Just because they is the same thing is the same argument that you can make with the critical race theory. We don't want to hear that because you're making us feel bad. What other parents who don't believe in that don't want their children hearing that mess. Regardless, that's how you live. That's how you live. But don't bring it over here in my yard. That's exactly the same ideology.
Besides which, why is it the responsibility of the school to teach anything other than reading, writing, and arithmetic and trying to make kids think? If you're bringing in social issues, then you're going to have the left bringing in their particular philosophy, the right bringing in their particular philosophy, and what have you got?
Exactly.
You've got conflict.
It's a smorgasbord of foolishness that kids don't really need to know, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. When we were growing
because we were
naive enough to do that. But this is 2022, all right? It's everywhere you see it now. So do you really think that kids are naive enough to think that it doesn't exist?
No, they are not. That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying. It's everywhere. You turn on the dog on television. It's everywhere. It's on the Disney Channel. It's on the Cartoon Network. It's on every child show that it is. Hell, they made Ernie and Bert on Sesame Street a doggone couple. So nothing is safe. What I'm saying is, give parents the opportunity to raise their child and to give them the beliefs or whatever that they believe in their family. If they don't want them exposed to that mess, then doggone it, don't do it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if they want to expose them, then you know what they do? Homeschool them then. Homeschool them.
You got to keep it. It's like, why do you want to teach sex education, even if it's heterosex education, to kids in school? Leave the kids' impressionable minds alone.
In the doggone kindergarten to third grade, why would you even want to teach them that? That's my thing. This nation is perverted enough without trying to instill that mess into the children in the doggone educational system. They don't need that.
And from what I understand about the transgender agenda. Is that it's not supposed to just teach kids, oh, look, there are two mommies and two daddies. No, they're trying to push the idea that transgenderism is right and that even heterosexuality, the nuclear family, is being phased out as a matter of some sort of natural evolution. Now, that's
exactly.
not the truth.
And that is exactly what they said. That is exactly what they're trying to do. That heterosexual relationships are not the norm anymore.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
And that is exactly what they said.
Now, if they want to say, we exist, okay, cool, you know, we should be accepted, hell yeah. But don't say we should be accepted, and you, as a result of your oppression against us, you should be repressed now. You should be oppressed. Do you know, I was on a show about 6 months ago, and it was about American Indians. Do you know an Indian over there hates white people so much that he accused me of being oppressive towards his ancestors?
Oh, my
not,
God.
Not my ancestors, me, because, you know, you white people, and you, Joe, you're the one who's responsible. I said, hey, my ancestors weren't even here or what went down in the 1860s. You know, no, you, because of you're responsible. I mean, some people are that delusional that they hate whatever particular group that much that everybody's responsible.
Yeah.
They must have some sort of time travel.
And going back to the critical race theory, that is the premises for that as well. You know, that you make us feel guilty about what our ancestors did and we tired of hearing about it. You know, no, nobody's making you feel guilty about that. Nobody, well, I didn't think, you know, nobody's trying to make you feel guilty about it. It is history. This is what happened. What's so bad about that? And not only that, it's some positives in that, in learning about, like Joe said earlier, the contributions that people of color have made to this country.
Right.
Nobody wants to discuss that aspect of it. They just want to focus on all of the negative aspects of it.
That's one reason that I think is prominent in the minds of people who oppose CRT is that the agenda of CRT is supposed to make white people feel guilty, not because they're teaching about the contributions that other people have made, but because the language is there to specifically make white people, because of your European ancestry, you're responsible, you're guilty. Today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
But is it really the wording that was put out there when CRT was first introduced, or
no.
has it been, as you know, we know politicians and those in charge do, the narrative been changed to that point to make it seem even worse than what it really is about?
Yeah, that's what it is, honestly, I believe.
I haven't seen the curriculum of the CRT, so I don't know. I'd actually have to take a look and see what what's actually being taught to kids.
I think it's all of the propaganda that's been put out there since then, and just somebody decide, okay, we're going to blow this up, and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But then again, you have to ask yourself, why would politicians be behind this? And my answer, they must deliberately want to divide America. And if they do want to do that, as far as I'm concerned, they're not our politicians. They're the politicians of the government, communists or
exactly.
lobbyists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
And you know, that goes back to what I was saying earlier, Joe. You know, as long as they can keep us separated on the right or the left or in the, you know, however they want to do it, only thing to take is the right phrase and the repeating of it over and over and over again. And next thing you know, it becomes a big thing and everybody's talking about it, but nobody's trying to solve it, but everybody's talking about it. You know what I mean? Nobody's really trying to get the true meaning of what is trying to be done and what is actually being, what is true and what is false. Hey,
let me throw something out there to you too. I'd like to find out your opinion on this. I've come to a conclusion as a result of connecting the dots. I do not have proof of what I'm about to say, but I've connected the dots, and this is my opinion now that I formulated about a month ago. People have told me that aliens are here. Now, they've come to their conclusion by reading and seeing movies and not documentaries, but seeing commentary by people who believe in aliens. I have never seen proof of aliens, but I'm going to tell you, I now believe that aliens are on this planet and they are either influencing the humans to do what they're doing now, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Warburgs, or there are hybrids. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because this is a fact. They are trying and they're doing it. They're taking carbon dioxide out of the air and oxygen out of the atmosphere. And you have to ask yourself, wait a minute. In New York alone, I've cut down over 1,500 trees. You need carbon dioxide in order for the trees and the algae of the oceans to create oxygen for us to live. If you take
right.
out the carbon dioxide in the name of climate change, you are terraforming the planet. Why would anybody terraform the planet in order for the planet to become inhabitable for all humans, including those who are doing the terraforming, unless you're aliens and you're terraforming the planet to create an atmosphere that you can live in, but not humans? So what do you guys think about that? You guys think I'm nuts? I mean,
hell
besides
yeah.
ordinarily. See what I mean? So you see,
no.
see? That's why I said besides ordinarily. I knew you were going to come up with that.
Okay, all right. Honestly, Joe, honestly, okay, yes, I do believe aliens are here on this earth. I do. Yeah, so I'm nuts with you on that part. The terraforming part, you know, I never really considered it. However, you know, when you really think about it and how much is being, how hard they are fighting to say there is no such thing as climate change or what have you, it kind of tends to you to believe a little bit like, yeah, that could be a little bit truthful there. I mean, yeah, would you be considered kind of out on the nut farm somewhere or just outside the gift fence? Yeah. But when you look at what's really going on, heck yeah. Now, the biblical people will say, well, it's just the end days. Okay. Well, aliens were here before we got here. And I'm sure they're here now, and they will be here afterwards. So I don't know. I agree with you, Joe. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. Go ahead, P. Then we're going to bring this guy named P. Yankee in. I think that's who this is. But go ahead, P.
Yeah, Joe. I ain't going to say you out there. I think there is some evidence of that, whether people call them aliens or whether they call them demonic spirits. I believe they're the same thing. Yeah, I'm not saying you're crazy. Because,
biblically, too. I mean, I'm not a one who believes in the Bible because I'm an atheist, agnostic, on a good day. The thing is, though, if God can take the archangels and cast them down from heaven to earth, I think, to make them live on earth as hell, right? And if people can believe in angels and demons, why can't we believe in aliens?
Call them what
because,
you want to.
Because that goes
I
against...
That,
go ahead, Pete.
But I know that I do believe that it's humans walking around this earth that ain't completely humans. I do believe that.
Now, that's another thing, too. They're talking about hybrid humans, and they're saying that Pelosi, McConnell, even Biden, they may be hybrid humans. And people say the monarchy in Britain, all of them, they're descendants from actual aliens. They are hybrid humans. Now, that's what they say. I don't see any proof of it. But, you know, it's interesting to listen to.
I don't know about that, but I know... that lady Don Show living a long doggone time and for having all these sicknesses and diseases, and she keep emerging well from everything, and she damn near 100. So I don't know. Don't ask me.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So that goes to show you.
Hey.
But supposedly their ancestry. Their ancestry stems all the way back to Transylvania. There's an actual place called Transylvania.
Yeah,
yes, it
is.
And there's a, yeah.
And honestly, yeah. If you look at the pyramids and stuff, come on now. Ain't no just no – I know they were great builders back in the day, but, yeah, they had some help from somewhere. That just didn't – yeah. Just the angle of all them bricks.
I mean, people.
And don't forget the drawings on the walls, too. You know,
I was about to mention that.
Yeah.
Did you have you ever seen the drawings where
it's plenty of documents concerning that.
Mm-hmm.
It's plenty of
mm-hmm. They have drawings where they have people that look like cosmonauts or astronauts, humans with glass bulbs on their heads like a helmet. So
mm-hmm.
people are thinking, you know what? It could be either humanoids. And then some people speculate it could be time travel, like maybe somebody from the year 2050 discovered time travel and went back to the times of the Egyptians, and the Egyptians saw them and inscribed them on the wall.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying. I've seen documents pertaining to that.
Hey, you know what? Now that you're thinking about it and you start talking about time travel, what was that movie,
mm-hmm.
Ross? Which one? We watched it about the guy that was a talk show host and became president. What was it? With Robin Williams. I know you know what it is.
Time
oh,
travel
yes,
with
I
Robin
remember
Williams.
We was watching that. Doggone it, we just watched that too. I can't think of the name of it.
It's
the
a movie.
Talk show host. Yeah, it was a movie, and what had happened was that he ran for president, and it was a glitch in the system. And the girl tried to report it. They all but killed her. They tried to kill her. But she finally got to him and told him that he really did not win the election. He was not president. Everybody was after this lady. And
yeah.
she finally got to him, and then he conceded. He conceded the presidency, and they had to have a new election. But
I believe we were
talking about that. And I really think that that really does happen.
Yeah, well, I'm saying when you start talking about time travel, you know, just think about that. That was a movie that was made way before Trump took office, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
You know, and all this nonsense has happened, and all of a sudden, years later, bam, there it is, in real life, you're like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though. It's
I don't
really
remember
a
any
good
movie like that with Robin Williams in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Williams was in it, yeah.
I mean, it was a good movie. I'm trying to get it, find it here.
Because
Christopher Walken was in it. Yeah, Christopher Walken, Louis Black, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the name? What is the name of this? Man of the Year. Look it up.
Yes.
Man of the Year.
Oh, yeah? Man of the Year.
That's the name of it. Man of the Year. Yeah. Good movie. But it just made you go, wow, I didn't I just see this a few years ago?
In real life, yeah.
It's like, wow. All right, so we done laughed and giggled and had some fun. So now it's time for us to be bored to death. We're going to bring Pianki in because y'all know he going to kill the groove, but we only going to allow him to kill the groove so long. I told y'all we're going to have some fun today. Anyway, here you go, Pianki. You have the floor. What's up?
Well, you know, I spent about 8 or 9 years over there in Egypt going in and out of pyramids, temples, and tombs. So that stuff, what you guys talking about on that, just ain't true. But it's
what makes it not true?
I've seen the walls and the writings and the carvings. That ain't on the walls and carvings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it then?
Hmm? Ain't nobody walking around. There's no drawing of no one with a helmet on that I've seen.
There's not.
I've been all the way down to the first cataract. I've been down to the first cataract on digs that date back 65,000 years ago.
But you ain't been everywhere.
haven't been everywhere.
Okay, so you might not have been to the one.
The pictures you seen with the heavens, where are they coming from?
I didn't see those. You gotta ask whoever said it.
Right,
I don't know.
What do you mean? Where did they come from?
By hearsay. People going by hearsay.
Okay.
But it is some marvelous thing, though, there. There's no aliens.
But wait a minute, PNK. Let's go back. So what you're saying is these people back during their time didn't have the wherewithal to draw and leave,
I said there's no drawings of no people, no humans walking around with helmets on.
But you don't know that.
Yeah, I understand that. But here's the thing. People talking, but where is it? Let's see it. See, that's when it comes time to putting the rubber to the road.
Okay. Wait a minute, before you get going to that tirade there. What people with what helmets? Okay,
someone said something about people.
Inscriptions on the wall where there's a human being that has like a globe or it looked like a helmet over his head, and people are thinking that it may be a space traveler.
Okay, now I get it.
I'll tell you something that you want to see.
Could it mean it's not literally a helmet or maybe a glow that's around their head, maybe? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It could have been those people's interpretations of that's what it was. But if it was a documentary drawing on that and then showing the footage from that, then it does exist wherever they were at. Wherever Joe talking about it was at, if it was a documentary, I don't know.
That's what I'm asking. Where is this evidence of that?
Well, Bianchi, I can't remember what article I read years ago. That's what I read. That's what I'm saying.
It just is what it is. You believe what you believe, and Joe believes what he believes. At the end ain't nobody trying to change your mind about nothing.
No, ain't nobody trying to change my mind. What I'm saying is I've been through the Cairo museums, been out on dig sites, temperatures 135 degrees, temples, tombs, pyramids, Seneferu's pyramid, Akhet Khufu's pyramid, and Philae, Asar's temple, and all those places. And it's still stuff buried up underneath the sand. So people saying that these things was built by Martians and all that stuff, those that's in building know what they look at. They know Martians build it. There was human beings that participated in that construction.
Well, there are people who beg to differ with you when it comes to the pyramids, especially the Gaza pyramids and that one place, Stonehenge.
Been to Stonehenge.
I'm just giving you some examples. The Mayans with those statues that they had and how big they were and how they got to face the water and all of this stuff. You know, this is what they speculate. This is what they're saying, you know, because there have been documentaries that I have watched. Can't think of the name of them, but the ones that I have watched, I think the name of it was Ancient Sites or Ancient Cultures or something like that. I think that was the name of it. And they were given their hypothesis about how things, you know, how they possibly did it. They had the anthropologists and all of those people trying to simulate, you know, people moving these stones, but they couldn't do it, and they couldn't figure out how these people did it. So
they came
to the hypothetical conclusion that maybe aliens did it.
Well, they built They moved the stones on rafts. I mean, that's quite obvious. in one temple there, you can still see the remains of the.
They tried that. They tried that theory as well,
no.
Saying that they floated them down, the water on boats that they made from
no,
the sea.
No, it wasn't boats. It wasn't boats. It was rafts. Rafts that would displace over. Well, you know, lady, I've been there to the places. Have you ever been to Egypt?
Listen, I'm telling you what.
Well, what they were saying, they was lying then. They didn't know what the hell they were talking about. If you go there, if those that's in building can look at.
Didn't I say that this was their hypothesis?
Well, their hypothesis is old and wrong. Just like people that the paleontologists and archaeologists that go out and dig up bones, well, DNA sequences tell a different story and it's more accurate.
Not necessarily, because carbon data.
DNA sequences is more accurate.
Can I finish? And it's been proven that. Some of the things that they said they got DNA from, it was physically impossible to get DNA from because
like what things?
Once they tried to get it, they destroyed that fossil. So it wasn't enough in there to get DNA from it. So for every positive there's a negative.
Have you ever done it at 24 and me?
24 and me. Come on, the online
DNA test. 24 and me. That's where you take a swab out of your mouth and send it off to this organization. That's DNA.
Yes,
and that's sequence.
Everybody know what that is, but when you got a fossil that's supposed to be millions of years old, that's done been deteriorated. There are scientists that says. And specify emphatically that there is no way that you can get DNA out of that.
Well, they now have to look at DNA. They look at what's called effervescence.
Mm-hmm.
Effervescence is a nuclear way of dating things. Carbon X only go back to about 65,000 years. You can take effervescence and you can go back millions of years on the spectrum. So that's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Thorium effervescence.
Very interesting.
But anyway,
they will tell you that those tests are not conclusive.
A person can take a piece of their skin and they can put it under the same type of analysis, and it'll come back within months of when they was born.
Well,
I can take a piece of Joe and put him under these spectrograms, and it would come back and give a date accurate to what Joe would say that he is. Of age.
Well,
I personally think
that them DNA tests are a trick to get you to volunteer your DNA to those undercover individuals that want to clone individuals. That's what I think they're for. And, you know, we
that might be
every
too.
Time. Yeah.
That might be too.
I mean, that's the way I'm going with this, but I understand what y'all are saying. We just going to have to keep digging.
But there's so much. You can even your print in your Bible where the wording goes from black to red print where it's supposed to be God speaking. Well, you have that in the coffin text in the pyramids. And specifically in one area there in Menkaure Tahuti Maze's tomb, you got print on a column and it comes down black line after line, black, black. Then all of a sudden it goes red. Well, the red is supposed to have been when a higher deity was speaking. So you find that in the Bibles, which come on much, much, much later in time. So people copy and borrow from what they found in order to create their own. It's a lot of things in that. I can't hear black Americans say we was ancient Egyptians. That's just not true. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because black Americans are mixed. M-I-X-E-D. Nothing wrong with it, but that's fact. And no society was ethnocentric, especially the Kushites. Their God forbid it, mixing.
Mixed with what? Mixed with what?
Mixing with other cultures, other ethnic groups. And they wasn't talking about whites.
Not just
it's
that.
The same way. it's the same way with that today over in Ghana in the Akan society. Just can't anybody become a paramount chief. You got to be damn near pure blood. So that's just the way it is.
Okay. All right. Hey, check this out.
So
though.
As far as the aliens concerned.
Hold on. Hold on, Pianki. Okay, you know, when, yeah. I got to go somewhere else here with this. You know, me and Joe opened the show by talking about Florida banning these books because of certain words, right? So, and you just brought up the Bible. And me and P talking about this a little earlier today. If everybody's upset about word slavery and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, well, shouldn't they be trying to ban the Bible too? Because a lot of the things they're upset about now are in the Bible. So why aren't they trying to ban
Bible's
the Bible?
Well, the Bible's not used. The Bible is an accepted societal book. But here's the point. If parents don't want their children to be exposed to that, that's the parents' right.
But wasn't the Bible used back during slavery to justify them having slavery?
No, I don't think it was.
You don't think it was?
Used by who?
The slave owners. Who you think?
Why would the slave owners use the Bible to justify slavery? Slavery was a common practice.
Think about it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up now. Because when they brought those Africans over from overseas, right? They didn't know anything about no Christianity or Jesus or anything like that, right?
But they did know about slavery.
Africa
taught
poor.
The world slavery.
They were, no, well, listen, dang on the peony. They were, how can I put it, forced to assimilate to that belief. Am I right? Am I right or wrong?
That was in the 1800s.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. That's
but
they
the word, look.
Because even the missionary, it's even in the Catholic books that Catholics themselves had wrote, the teachings that they taught those people when they came over here.
And in every
country that the Catholic missionaries were sent to, that is a doctrine that has been taught. Now that didn't come from.
All right, let me tell you something else.
That came from the very church itself that says this is what you do, this is what you teach.
Well, let me say something else. Before that, the first recordings of God figures was in what they called a Shetat Neter. Later on in Egypt, then you had groups come along like the Coptics. Then you had groups that came along after that. They all have done that. It's nothing new. The first Godhead, the first creator of the universe was Ptah. Ptah said when he came into existence, existence itself came into existence. That was the first. He created all the lesser gods. Ethnic groups themselves created their own God. That's why there was many. Man created gods.
Yes, we know
not
that.
No
that's
mysterious
that's
voice
true.
Came out the
okay.
Sky.
All right, fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy. That's good. But back to my original question. If they're banning all these other books, shouldn't they ban the Bible too then?
No, if parents don't want their children being exposed to something, that's the parents' right to do.
Okay. All right. So we just go wishy-washy whichever way we want to go. Whatever we want to believe in, that's what we're
going to do. And I agree with Florida. If I agree with Florida. See, that power, what you guys in Florida exercising, it's right, is the sovereign state. The state should take back their powers that the federal government has run amok with. Federal government gets its powers from the states. The states.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. So it's okay for the state to take go ahead and just take a whole district from a group of minorities just to make sure that you get favorable voting during elections.
That ain't necessary. So what in the books
is
going to change elections?
It is so.
What's in the books?
What's happening in Florida?
Well, I ask, what's in the books going to change elections?
No. There's the question. What's in the book that's going to change
easy.
Elections?
It's easy.
People
to
wake up.
It's easy. It's easy to recite these talking points, but just get
into
the details.
I told you the details. The only way it's going to change, and I said it multiple times on this show, the only way to change it is for people to stop believing in these individual parties and bull crap. That's how it's going to change.
Yeah, but that's
in the
creation of the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, was against parties. They was against parties. So what I want to know, what in the books is going to change people's view of voting?
Say again. Not you, Pianky. What you said, P?
Okay. No, I said that has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
Well, he said that people going to read books is going to change how they vote. I want to know how that's going to happen.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say if he, what did you say, Eric? You didn't say people who read books is going to change what? I don't know.
No, I said once people wake up and realize that this two-party separation thing is a farce, then that's the only time things will get better. But then, we're still going to have these problems.
There's a difference between the party platforms. They're not the same.
Oh, Lord. You know what? That's a talking point. But you know what? There is a difference.
And I'm
going to
give you an example.
They're full of crap.
Yeah,
they do the same thing. They play the same games year in and year out, no matter who's the president. They do the same thing, and we cry and we yell about the same thing.
Platforms, that's different. I mean, there's a difference between the party platforms. I mean, it's common sense to tell you that. Let me give you an example.
The platforms, they can stand up there and tell you anything. They can tell you whatever they want to tell you in order to get into that office. But at the end of the day, whatever objective that state, that government, that legislature, that presidential candidate is trying to achieve, it will be achieved. It don't matter what platform.
Well, it does matter.
For.
You know how the platform comes into existence.
At the end of the day, whatever objective that they have is going to be achieved, regardless of who's in that office.
That's why come you go with one party or the other. The platform that a party carries, other than the Democrats, I think, is what the people say they want.
I'm going to give you an example. No. What people, though? Here we go. What people? And why do we have to choose one side or the other? You don't have to choose.
You can choose. You have several parties out there. You have to choose one or the other.
Because if you are independent, you have more than one party. Yes, you do. If you are an independent, you don't get the vote in the primaries. You don't. You have to choose Democrat or Republican.
You can choose Democrat or Republican, but when it comes time to vote for a president, your candidate is on the ballot.
But in the primary, you cannot vote.
Well, you know, you know what I do in the primary?
You are forced to choose Democrat or Republican.
Well, that's not true. All states are not the same. But people, and the wise thing to do in the primary is switch over and vote for the weakest candidate in the other party. So when the general election comes along, now your candidate is running against a weak candidate in the other party. That's a wise thing to do.
That's a dumb thing to do. Because you still don't have anybody to represent you. So that is dumb, too.
You know, you're doing that to set up for your own candidate. They do it all the time.
But you're creating the same issue that you had before you voted. Somebody that really ain't going to do nothing for you or stand for you. Really?
Let me ask you something. The candidates that you vote for, do you sit them down and tell them what it is that you want? to have done and see? Do they come back to you with town hall meetings and explain things to you, like Obamacare, for instance?
Well,
no,
Doug,
in many cases, especially in the hood, they don't do that.
Well,
no,
dang,
no, really? We do have town hall. We do have town hall meetings here. Now, maybe every
with your congressional candidate.
Maybe, but yes.
Well, that's good.
They show up just like Ken Lawson was just here the last week because Quincy got grant money for a new recreation center or whatever. And what was the other man name? The other man that's under him. Always here in Gadsden County. He gave us in this public meeting. He didn't give us his secretary's number. He gave everybody his office number while he was there. If you got a problem, you can't get this done, call me. Yeah, you do have some that are like that. That's why he's still in office.
Well, out of 435, you have few that does that. And that's a fact.
I agree with that. Now,
people
agree
vote,
with that part,
people vote name recognition. People
right.
vote name recognition rather than
True.
You sitting down between and say, okay, Eric, we want this to happen. We're going to fund you, and we're going to try to get you elected. And when you go off to the big house, this is what we want you to work for. That's the way
yep.
it's supposed to work.
That's
There's
the
a difference between the parties. You got the Biden administration with Janet Yellen is talking about taxing unrealized gains when it comes down to securities. That is ridiculous. That does away with compounding interest.
Well, damn it. You know what's ridiculous?
That's a Democratic
ridiculous.
Issue.
Wait a minute. No, that's a country issue. But anyway, you know what else
is
ridiculous?
How is that a country issue?
Listen.
You just talking, Eric.
No, I'm not. I'm not just talking.
That is, you never hear,
no,
you don't hear
no,
no Republican. I ain't
it.
Never heard a
you
Republican
wanna,
talking
li-
about
listen,
taxing unrealized
listen.
Gains.
Look. Look, you know, we want to make it a Republican.
Do you know what unrealized gains are?
But you know what? It's all the same. They all doing feeding their pockets, regardless of what party they with. Now, you know what? Let's talk about this. Where's all this money coming from to give to Ukraine? Where's all this money coming from? I mean, we're going to talk about some money. Let's talk about these billions of dollars they keep sending to Ukraine, but we got all these
Joe Biden here. Joe Biden is doing that in order to keep
Joe
somebody
Biden
quiet.
Doing it by himself. He is not just doing it by himself.
He's the executive.
But look who's in
when cool. the name is on it, whose name's on it?
Doesn't
he
it
don't
have
to do
approved
it.
By Congress? Doesn't it have to still be approved by Congress?
He does not have to do it.
But doesn't it still have to be approved by Congress?
Exactly. He does not have to do it. You don't have nowhere where Congress voted to give Ukraine $1 billion.
Okay. All right. Now, once again, it does have to be approved by Congress, right?
Believe what you believe. And anybody
Republicans would never vote to give that kind
of
money.
Why they won't? Why they
that
won't?
That kind of money to
Mitch
Ukraine.
Mitch McConnell got on there the other day and said, yes, if he asks what he's getting. So what?
Mitch McConnell is no is Miss Mitch McConnell is just as crooked as anybody else.
Once again, we going back to Republicans and Democrats because it's easier to
we going back to
platforms.
You vote interest, Eric. You vote your interest. My interest is not buying black. You know why? Because those same merchants would turn around and give donations.
But go ahead.
I can't talk what I got to say
because you be talking outside of your neck sometimes. But go ahead.
Well, it's not. It's what I do and many people do. Why would you support somebody in any capacity that's going to turn around and support those that pass legislation that's going to hurt you?
Well, because you support one-sided. I can see you support the logical thing, but you don't. You support one-sided, and that's the problem.
And give me an example.
Because that's what you are associated with.
Give me an example.
The example is, just like you said, the Republicans won't stand for it, and I support, yeah. because anything the Republicans do, you're going to support it because that's what you believe, right?
No, it's not anything that the Republicans do.
Yes,
I support. I support lower taxes. I support border control. I support border control. And I surely don't – I support line item veto. I don't support a bill that contains all sort of what we call pork.
As long as it's associated with the party that you feel you represent you, correct?
At,
right.
When a people, when a person moves up in a certain when people move up to a certain economic status, it's absolutely right. I'm not for no a minimum.
Right.
What is it? That $3,000 you vote. I'm not for I-10 authorization either, where a legal can claim up to 20 dependents. And they don't even have to be living.
Okay. All right. We got somebody else who want to come into the conversation. So let's go on and bring them in. We're running out of time here. All right. 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here and what you got?
That's me. My phone ran out of juice. So I had to call.
Oh, Joe, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Joe, because you've been had your hand up for a while then. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to put my hand up so that I can get in when I wanted to. Right now, I'm listening to the arguments that are being presented.
Oh, okay.
Like,
all right.
For instance, you talk about the parties. Democrats support the individual tax identification number, which the IRS created. Now, get this: IRS created that with Clinton back during the Clinton administration, and it's a number that's supposed to be given to immigrants who don't and otherwise can't get a Social Security card. Well, they can't get a Social Security card because they're not allowed to vote and work in the country. They're illegals, undocumented. So why you give them this number? And with that number, they can obtain home mortgages. They can obtain home mortgages from banks like Citibank, for instance. And they will also give them a credit card. So when you sign, when you complete signing for that home, signing the papers, you can take those papers down to the voter's registration and you can register to vote because now you can show a residency in the United States. But you're illegal. You're not supposed to be working and you're not supposed to be voting.
Oh.
And it's over 21 million of them that have been issued.
But if you get those numbers, then that means you can be counted, right?
You're going to be counted anyway because the Constitution says that.
But not if you're illegal.
You count it for apportionment. It does. You can be illegal and be counted.
Or you could do something like the governor of Texas did. Decide to put them all on the bus and ship them to Washington, D.C.
Well, that's
a
different point.
But wait a
minute.
That's
a different
point. Okay.
But they
can't
be counted.
Illegals, but they can't be
they
counted.
They can't be counted because
somebody
the Constitution
the
says
get
so.
To Washington, D.C.
No, they can't be counted. The Constitution calls for people who were born and are subject to the jurisdiction they're in.
No, that's a different thing. That's why that was the whole premise behind the three-fifths clause. The three-fifths this discussion was slaves weren't citizens and they wanted to count them. Well, one group said, well, you can count only three-fifths of them. And the other group said, well, you should be able to count them by whole. That's the three-fifths compromise. So the Constitution says that you can count people.
They weren't human. That's what they said.
No,
they ain't never said nothing about nobody being less than human.
Well,
where is it? Give me a chapter page.
As chattel.
Give me a page or give me something. The word chattel ain't even mentioned in the Constitution.
I didn't say it was in the Constitution. I did not say it was in the Constitution.
You know, it's interesting. It really is. Every time we go back to that flawed document called the Constitution that everybody wants to jump on and say, yeah, this is a great thing and this is what we need to follow, when it was flawed from the get-go, and the politicians...
It was not flawed from the get-go. The Bill of Rights, controlled the state.
Every person that was in this country at that time.
The Bill of Rights controlled the states. That was a good thing.
Anyway, you know what? We run
well,
out
you,
of time.
You should
here.
Be open so, for this type of conversation because you surely
saying,
don't learn in the school. I learned this in school when I went to school.
You
mean
you
they don't teach that today?
School. You went to one hell of a school. Oh, I forgot. You went to private school probably, or one of the white schools probably, but it was a white and private
school. Well, what's wrong with
school?
Going
anyway,
to school with a white school? What you call a white school? What is a white school?
A predominantly white school. You know what a white school is. Don't act like you don't
know. What's wrong? Well, actually, my grandson went to a predominantly black school, and he learned this.
Well, did he? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, he got a great education because most of our children aren't learning this because they're learning
that's because
that the Constitution is a great piece of equipment, and nobody did anything wrong in this freaking country.
Well, why do you let your child go to places like that?
Oh, here it is. Because they take and put black people in jail if they decide to move their child to a better school and use somebody else's address.
What black person get put in jail if they decide? Wait a minute. Joe, listen to this now. If I decide to take my black child out of and put him in another school, I'm going to jail. Holy cow.
Yes, it has happened multiple times.
Give me an example where this has happened.
Let's see.
Now still in jail. I forgot what state because she used her grandfather's address to send her children to school because she was homeless. And she is
That's because she didn't live in the district.
Oh, now there's the catch. You have to live in the district now. But I want a better education for my child. But if he don't live in the right district, then he can't get
that
same
education. Well, wait a minute. Democrats bring illegals into the country and they are required to attend a school district that their parents have never paid for.
All right. I'm done. Okay,
if you don't live in a school, well, wait a minute. Listen, because you got people out there that's going to go repeat what you heard.
You're showing colors to you.
Hold up, P. All right. We run out of time here, and this is a great conversation, but I got to go. But, hey, y'all. Y'all heard everything we talked about. Go and research it. It's out there. So there's pros and cons to everything, but this is the problem we got right now, okay? That's the problem. But anyway, as I always do, last in the first out or your last words, so let's get it. All right, T, your last words. Talk to me. Are you there, P? You there? All right, Joe, where you at?
Well, you know me, at this particular part of the program, I just say everybody just have a good rest of the week. Enjoy the rest of your day. And in the era of COVID, just be safe.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about that, didn't we? It's amazing what 2 years will do.
Yeah, you get used to it.
I know, right? It's just a part. It's almost like syphilis. If you catch it, go to the doctor.
Yeah. It's the new normal.
Like that. Yeah. But anyway, thanks, Joe, man. Appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the suggestion, too, because I'm sure gonna put that out there. All right, y'all. So anyway, as me and Joe, I was telling Joe before, you know, we got started, the name of the show is going to be changing. So if you have any suggestions what the new name should be, shoot me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And if you have any other ways of communicating with me, feel free to send me some suggestions. We're going to make the decision here within at least the next 25 days. Yeah. All right. So, P, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah. Give me some last words.
man, in this crazy world with all of this stuff, don't teach this, don't teach that. Just make the best decisions for your children and the beliefs that you have, you know, in your household. You know, regardless of that, you know, and the bottom line is don't let nobody brainwash your children. Don't let nobody brainwash you. Learn to think for yourselves. Get the best options and the best results that you need for you and your family instead of allowing everybody else to put their beliefs and their influences in on your children. And then your children get home and you don't even know who they are. It starts and stops, and I said this a million and one times, it starts and stops with the parents and what they allow their children to see, what they allow their children to have access to. You have to be diligent in what your children are exposed to. At the end of the day, it's really up to you to monitor, you know, what your school, what other people, what any system, whether it's church, whether it's school, whether it's daycare, whether it's employment, what they're teaching your children. And these are the kinds of conversations that we need to have, whether than sitting our children in front of the idiot box when they come in. We need to have conversations with how was your day. Find out how their day was at school. Find out what they're learning. Find out what they're talking, what they're being taught. If you don't have an open communication with your children, you won't know. You will look up and it's a stranger living in your house. In order to not allow that to happen, you need to have an avenue of open communication with your children to ensure that the values and the beliefs that you have is what is being instilled in your children. It's not anybody else's responsibility. At the end of the day, it's solely yours to make sure that that happens. So that's it.
All right, then. That was a lot, but that was good stuff, too. That was good stuff, too. All right, thank you, P, and we'll be talking later. All right, y'all, hey, we got a show in today. Ain't that great, y'all? We got a show in today. Woo, 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 woo. And we're going to see if we can't get you some more in here. All right, but think of some new names for the show. Let me know, and you'll see it one day which one is chosen. But just remember, man, just keep an open mind. Look at all sides, not just one side. You know, sometimes conversations get heated, but just remember, don't listen to the tone. Listen to what is actually being said. And if you have any questions, go ahead and do your research. It's too easy. You Google everything. You Google a restaurant. You Google a recipe. You Google the person in the movie. So just Google some of this information. You'd be surprised at what you may learn. Hey, I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know it all. I don't. I just know a little bit. I got an eighth-grade education. But I do try and listen to every side. Now, some of it sounds asinine to me. It may sound good to you. I'm not hating on you because of that. That was what's going to make a better place. But if you decide you want to just be closed-minded and arrogant and insultive, then, hey, may you enjoy the misery that you live in. That's all I'm going to say. Thank y'all for listening. It's been fun. We see you next time. Maybe this week. Maybe next Monday. I don't know. Just depend on how I feel. But thank you for listening anyway. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with open heart, but make sure you forgive yourself first. And the biggest, best thing, learn to laugh at yourself. You can laugh at yourself, everything else is just groovy. Hey, check this out, too. Aliens are here on Earth. Regardless of what you may hear, what you say, yeah, but some people say they're here. Just look at your friend with the big, unusual shaped head. Or look at your ceiling fan. The mini spaceship, think I'm joking, look at them. You see the little engines and the fans and, yeah, okay. Really look at it. Anyway, we're going to get out of here, man. Thank y'all for listening. And we're going to take you out here with this. I don't know what this song is. And you know what? I'm going to play it anyway because it looks like it's a good song. But just remember, let's have some fun. And I'll see y'all next time here on Let's Talk. Peace. We out.
Roberts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.